Welcome to Time Out with Praise. Be ready to relax, be informed, and entertained.
Welcome to Time Out with Praise. My name is Praise Shagai, your amazing host with the vibe, sauce, ching chang, everything. So guys, welcome to episode 34. Okay, I am super excited about this episode because I will be giving you guys some tips and fun activities that you can do in December. Okay, so basically, the topic of this episode is how to enjoy your December in Lagos. You know, people are traveling from different places to Lagos because they're like, oh, Lagos is always fun. So 30 December, it's going to be in Lagos because there are many activities to enjoy. And then some people get to Lagos and boom. Hey, they can't think of activities to do. They're just like, okay, I'm in Lagos, so what can I do now? So I'll just be giving you activities that you can enjoy with your family and friends and even your spouse or your husband or wife to be. So basically, I'll be dropping it as I'm dropping it, be collecting it, and just be implementing it. I might not like give full details, but I'll give you details enough for you to be able to go online and search, because I don't always like my podcast being too long so that it doesn't bore you. So first off, I'm going to talk about music concerts. Yeah, if you want to have fun in December in Lagos, make sure you attend music concert. I feel like I'm kind of late on this topic, but it is still very relevant because, okay, we are still in the first week in December, basically for second week, so you can still implement most of the things I'm talking about. So about music concert, many music concerts have already taken place. The likes of Johnny Drew and other artists have also done some of their concerts early this month, but some are still coming, all those fire ones that always end the year. So the concert you should look out for Live Sports Festival. They're bringing so many top artists in Nigeria, and it's always fun. Like, it's always the talk of the town. Do not forget. So look out for Wizkid's concert. Look out for Tiwa Savage. Look out for Fireboy and so many other artists. Just go online, check their pages. Most of them have it there already. You can buy the ticket and you can plan to attend. But one of the exciting things of December in Lagos is the music concert, because most other states don't have so much concert. I even saw a calendar that somebody made. It was just a calendar to tell you the days of each artist concert for the year, like that's the December to end the year. So you can look out for that calendar and just have it and pick the days you want to attend, and you would have fun, trust me. So you can also go to an art gallery. This one I highly recommend for those people that don't like boom 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 boom, those people that just want a soft solemn thing that is just you and the person. You don't want all the noise, you don't want people to see you. Go to the art gallery. I remember the last time I went to Nike art gallery, it was just a exciting moment for me because I saw so many art. I'm a lover of creativity and art, so just looking at it and all made me like, I was just like, oh my god, this is the dream. And guess what, you can take pictures. Yes, you can take pictures. So like, that was like the fun part for me, getting to take pictures with those favorite art pieces. Even the ones that maybe I can't afford yet, and I'm like, okay, I will afford it soon, and things like that. And you're able to look at the names of the artist in case you want to order from them later. You can just get their name and search for them online and connect to them. So don't miss out on the art gallery part. It is very, very, very important. One other thing you should do is try out different restaurants. Oh my god, Lagos is filled with restaurant, exciting restaurant, fancy restaurant. Don't forget the word fancy. Those restaurants, when you get in there alone, it's a photo studio. I'm just joking, but basically they are well built, detailed, like they are replica of those ones abroad, and they are so beautiful, and their food, oh my god. Some of these restaurants have they have niche, so some of them they are basically okay Chinese food, some are just seafood and all. Don't forget to try out food, huh? I know that some of you are foodies, so enjoy the food, taste new food, but go to those restaurants. Yes. And also, because I have said I am a lover of creativity and I love artwork and entertainment, basically generally terraculture. You know what terraculture stands for? Stage play. So for those of you that love to watch them act the play in front of you live and direct without editing, those ones that they will even bring music into it, musicals and all that, they will sing, dance, and just you just feel like you are with them as they act. Terraculture is the place to be. Check their page on Instagram. They have the calendar of the days of the week and weekend days where you can go in to watch movie. They sell their tickets online too, so you can even buy your ticket before getting there. And yes, they sell tickets on the day too, except it is specifically written there that only online ticket. If not, you can still buy your ticket on that day. So go and watch drama. There are a lot of dramas this December. I hope to go and watch one too. It has always been my dream, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch, but this month I hope I actually watch, so that in another episode I'll gist you. Also, the beach, oh my god, if you know me, you know how much I love the beach. I love the head there. I just love everything that the beach comes with. So if you are like me, like my happy place is the beach, if you are like me and you love the beach, don't forget to go to the beach. Lagos has fantastic beach, and if you're a lover of beach like I said, you can go to Landmark Beach, Oniru Beach, and so many other ones. Just search online, you will see them, and they are fun. They have a lot of fun activities that you can have on water and the likes. The ones on water like that, they have fun activities majorly. Okay, so different fun activities at the beach, which I may not be able to talk about now, but go to the beach, search their website, and you can even see those activities and pay for it before you get there, so that you don't miss out. So one other thing is the game centers. Lagos has so many game centers, you should not miss out on this. Game centers are more like, if you are not the type that likes to be outdoor, game center is for you, because now you are indoor and you can actually have fun indoors. Different games, driving games, dancing games, these basketball games, all in the game center. You shouldn't miss out. Search Instagram, you will see everything. That's what I said before. I might not be able to give you details of every single one of them, but I've given you an idea, so you can use that idea as a link. Also, amusement centers, basically centers, let me just call it centers. So we have the Lekki Conservation Center, we have a paintball, that's SEAL Team Paintball. So paintball, fun. Even though I don't like that fun, I feel like at the end of the day you go back home with body pain from paintballing, but it's also a fun activity you shouldn't miss out on. You can also go to Upbeat, that's fun centers. Most of these things, they are children friendly, so just make sure you ask them, what age do they have to be to partake in these games, and they will tell you. And you can call them before, so that you know where to take them and what game you can pay for, so you don't pay for the wrong game for the wrong child. One other thing to enjoy your December is karaoke and salsa dance. So they have these cute restaurants in Lagos. Most of them they have karaoke and salsa, so they'll teach you how to just sing along to the song. You know what karaoke is, and then salsa dance. The karaoke and salsa dance, most of these places, they don't require you to pay for to learn or to partake in it, but what you need to do is to make sure you get drinks or whatever they are selling there. So that is it for that. I'm so like excited about this episode because fun. I love fun. I love to enjoy the moment and all. So enjoy with me. Even though I've not partaken in most of these things, I'm saying I have partaken in some and I intend to partake in more. But this is the time to do it because some people take breaks from work in December, and some people when they close for the year, this is the time to have all the fun you can before you get into January and it's a new work year. So make sure you take advantage of all this I am saying. Then for those people that are not really the type that like to go to places, you can actually live where you are. There's something about leaving your house. Okay, you can take a break from your house and just go to a resort. You can go to places like Lakowe Lake. It's a fun place. You can go to you can rent out a shortlet and just stay indoors for like, let me say, like 2 or 3 days. Let them send pizza to the house, let them send food and drinks or things to the place. You don't need to cook, just be there watching movie and enjoying everything. So it's also a relaxation, form of relaxation. And also don't forget to go to the spa after all the enjoyments. Imagine somebody that goes to paintball, the next day please go to the spa, let them massage you, enjoy it. There's this hot bath. I can't remember what it's called, but like you sit inside steam and then you sweat it out. All those kind of things are really good for the body. So make it part of your dirty December plans, make it part of your fun activities plans. Don't miss out. Also, you know how it is, like movies. I love movies. Even though I love movies, I love Nigerian movies the most, and some of my friends are like, praise the Nollywood expert. Yes, I love it because I can relate better to it. So go to the movies, watch movies, go to the movies, watch Nigerian movies, watch foreign movies, just make sure you watch movies. It's really important. And you can also experience a different type of movie, like these 3D movies that are always so real. So that's also, if you have watched the movie and you're tired, then you can do something like 3D because it's a different experience generally. And for some of us that like creative things, like I said before, paint and sip. You know what paint and sip is? A group of people, you sit down, you paint something in front of you, and you get to carry your canvas home, your painting home. And it's so fun because you get to know if you can draw or not. Because there are some people, if you ask them, can you draw? They'll be like, I'm not really sure. Now you're gonna be sure. You're gonna be sure. You will see the thing you are drawing, if it's good or it's not good. So basically, paint and sip, you get to eat, you get to drink with your friends. I always recommend you do this as a group. If you want to do it alone, it's not bad, but it will be better if you do it as a group because you get to laugh at your friends, join, and you get to just enjoy it as a team. Like, you can also be team bonding moment. So do not miss out on this. Then there was something new that I've not seen before. I don't know if it has been happening, but of recent, I just found out that there's a Lagos Christmas village. So I think it's the first time, but I didn't really research about that. But when I saw it, I'm like, I need to go there. It's located on the island, Victoria Island to be precise, where it's more of everything Christmas. So you go there, Christmas tree, Christmas train. It is a good place to take pictures where you can just say, oh, this was Christmas in 2021. Then if it's 2030, you'll be telling your children when this was Christmas in 2021 during those days of the COVID. Did you hear about coronavirus? Yes, it was those times. Yes, they want this. This is Christmas. The children be like, wow, grandma, you know, it's grandma, mommy, this is so beautiful. So basically, Lagos Christmas Village, don't miss out on the fun. Go there. I intend to go there too, so you're not alone. You might even see me there. But make sure you enjoy your December in Lagos. Very important, because there are too many things to enjoy. So why should you be bored? So why should you be missing out? And even if you are still working, you can still go out in the evening. So most of these activities are things you can still do in the evening. So don't miss out on this. And then one thing I want to say, as you are enjoying all this and you are having fun, remember, there is no sweet or fun December in Lagos without money. Remember that you need money for all this enjoyment. I'm not advising you to remove your savings, but make sure you keep money aside to have fun in December, because people already having fun and you don't need to miss out. So in case you are thinking there's nothing to do, there are things to do, my dear. There are things to do, my dear. Make sure you have fun. I want to say, I know that you're having fun in December, but don't spend all your money. Or don't say it's praise that said you should spend all your money. Do not spend all your money. Leave some money for December Pro Max, which is January. In January, you need money. So still save, keep money for January expenses. Don't go finish your money and you'll not be wondering who you offended in January. No, please leave money for January. Most importantly, I am somebody who likes to capture the moment, because this moment will not last forever. One of my friends says the gem, she watched the movie, and the person in the movie was like, take a picture, it will last longer. What does that mean? When you take a picture, even 20-30 years after, you are still able to say, oh, this was when I went to this place, and it brings back fun memories. So in those your days where you don't feel like doing anything and you are sad, and you're able to go back to those pictures, it's always beautiful. So take a picture, make videos. Just, you can even go live on Instagram if you're a social media person. You can go live and just say, all right guys, I am here, come and join me. You see people will be like, where are you, I'm coming, and all. So take pictures, capture the moment. And some people are like, oh god, I'm not a social media person. You don't have to be a social media person to take pictures. You can take pictures for your own memory, for your own details, and for your own record to say, oh yeah, I was in this place. So keep those pictures in your gallery, and when you like, you go back and just say, oh, I was here at so-so-so time. And so for some of you that might be going out alone, yes, I know December is a time for family and friends, but there are some people that maybe their families or friends are not around and they need to still go out. Please do go out. And you're wondering, oh, take a picture for me. Ask a stranger to take a picture for you. You can say, hi, good afternoon, please can you take a picture for me? And yes, the person would willingly do it. But please don't go and give your phone to the person that will jackpot with your phone. No, don't go and give your phone to somebody that will run away with it. Don't give your phone to somebody that will run away with it. So look at that, it's very well. Look at the person, eyes. Look at the person, how the person is calm, and then give the person. From there, you can even make friends. It's a way of networking with people. When somebody takes a picture for you, you can say, oh, what's your name and all, and you guys can get talking, and you can make a new friend in December. Friends in December are not bad. So after the long year, you still made a friend after all. So don't forget to capture memories and let people help you out with that. So this has been one fun recording. I really had fun recording this episode. December in Lagos. December in Lagos. Have fun, my people. December in Lagos. So basically, you can go through all this I have said and learn how to enjoy your December in Lagos. Don't let anybody kill your vibe. Don't let anybody kill your shine. Have fun. This is the second to the last episode for season one, and I am super, super, super excited. You know how we do it. The last episode for the year is going to be up next weekend, hopefully. But now, enjoy this episode. And also, the last episode is going to be something that I've struggled with as a podcaster, so I'll just let you guys into it, and it would also feature some of my podcaster friends. I can't wait for you guys to listen, but first listen to this, share to others, and don't forget to purchase Time Out with Praise merch. Oh, you guys are super, super amazing. And guess what, I just started making podcast memes, and it's really fun, and people are like, Praise, what's up with you? What are you doing? Yes, I want you guys to listen, so I will go out of my way to become as creative as possible just to make sure you listen to my podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I love you guys. Share to your friends, share to other people to listen. That's the fun of it, and that's why I keep doing this. I love you guys. Listening to this episode of Time Out with Praise. My name is Praise Shagai. To follow us on social media, the handle is Time Out with Praise on Instagram, Time Out with P on Twitter. For advert placement, sponsorship, and feedback, send your email to timeoutwithpraise@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And I won't forget to appreciate our amazing sponsor, Eru Creation. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. And also, to follow Eru on Instagram, the handle is lord_Eru. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye. See you next episode. Thank you.